Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's what I want you to be. It's the only way we're going to, it's the only way you, me, whoever, is going to make a difference, right? Again, I do want you to get involved. Look, I don't even know where to go with some of this stuff. We've been hearing over and over again over the last, I don't know, last couple of months actually, but it really has come to a head over the last few weeks where we're seeing more and more people. There's only one common denominator here. There's only one common thread with all of these. Yeah, I'm jumping right in. Sorry. And that common thread is they've all been vaccinated, you know, boosted twice over. And we're seeing these athletes, these military people, falling over dead. Right? With heart conditions. And now, one of the companies who brought you the vaccination somehow has decided they've got a way for you to, you know, they've now got a new drug that helps strengthen your heart. Well, why would they come up with that all of a sudden? A new mRNA drug, you know, the drug that kind of resequences your DNA kind of thing. And, you know, again, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't even play one on TV. But you have to sit, you have to. I don't, if you've got two brain cells to rub together, you have got to sit there and ask yourself why. Why aren't we hearing more? Why aren't more people speaking up? Well, some of it's being squelched. You and I both know that. I don't need, you don't need someone to hand it to you. I hope you don't need someone to hand it to you in plain simple English. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We'll talk more about it when Alfonso Rachel Zoe joins me. And then now we find out tonight, you've got Lisa Marie Presley. I don't know if you heard about this. The only child that Elvis and Priscilla had is dead. And she was 54 years old. We've got a lot of these young people that are dying all around us. Again, whether it's celebrities or baseball players, football players, any of that. Now, Lisa Marie, again, 54 years old. And when the news came out, I didn't go right there. There were some other outlets, though, that came out with some interesting facts, if you think about it. I mean, she was very strong. She was a strong individual, strong health-wise. Now, when she was taken to lived in L.A., she was taken to the hospital earlier today. And she was, they called her the house because she wasn't breathing. Right? What are we hearing about all these people? They're having trouble, what? Anybody? Breathing! So, I guess she was there, she was at the Golden Globe Tuesday night. She didn't look bad at all. Actually, funny about it was, I'd seen a picture of her and said that, man, she has got the face of her dad for sure. And again, you have to ask that question. How? Why? 855. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. She, you know, it's funny. Somebody sent me this little piece from an interview. In 2018, Lisa Marie was asked if she ever asked her dad for guidance. She said, I wouldn't say I talked to him. I just remember everything. I could sort of pull out of the files, whatever memories I have. But I wouldn't ask him for help. I wonder what that relationship was like. I'm just curious. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've had a cadet, a military cadet recently die. We have had athletes. We have had reporters, news reporters. Matter of fact, some of them dying right in front of you. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, what's really funny is, I love these people that will draw all these lines, all these conspiracy lines. And I'm not even talking about the right now, I'm talking about the left. All these conspiracy lines, back to Trump, back to the right, back to MAGA. And yet, as you're watching these deaths happen over and over and over again, nobody, not a word, not afraid of anything. Just craziness. Just craziness going somewhere to happen. Alfonso Rachel joins me after break. I'd love to talk to him about it, too. He's got some really crazy stuff going on. Really crazy stuff to deal with. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Back in a minute.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe was here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation so that you are part of the solution. That's how we do it, right? You get informed before you start running off at the mouth. You get informed, then you engage, and then, you know, the beauty is you really can stand there, you know, and say, hey, look, no. Obviously, you're extremely ignorant. Let me help you. But you can't do that if you simply take everything for, you know, you take everything you hear. My dad used to say, you're a victim of your last headline, you know, in the days when we actually had newspapers. Well, we don't have to be that way anymore. You don't have to be the victim of the last, tweet you saw. You can actually have some brain cells where you've absorbed some information and you can push back. Let me bring him on. Another guy that can absorb information and give it back at you. Alfonso Rachel joins me, who we lovingly refer to as Zo. He is the host of Zopian Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Studies, the Zoloft, and soon soulfoodradio.net when it comes back. Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Well, I was doing fine until I saw that email that you sent me of this Hillary Scholten.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Yeah, that was...
I'm insulted.
Yeah, she... it was great because I was you know looking for stories the other day. I came across hers, and I was like, "Well, what did she just say?" She actually uses the scripture where God says He knew you when you were in your mom's womb, and before you were in your mom's womb, and she uses that scripture to support abortion. I'm still trying to figure out how she did that.
Oh man, that was some serious. I'm talking about some serious advanced yoga classes to be able to contort herself, put her head up in her behind, and come out with that argument, man. Because her head was in her behind, man. It wasn't in the Bible. That's for darn sure.
Dude, you're being too polite. She had to stick it up there and twist and turn to get it as far up as humanly possible to come up with. I don't even know what that was. That had to be some kind of drunken stupor when she thought of that, or drunken stupor.
It was other spirits, brother. It was other spirits that she had also, along with her head being in her behind, she had some other spirits that she imbibed in reverse. But and she called herself a Christian. Hey,
yeah.
So, Joe, what do you say, man? If she can go ahead and disqualify the personhood of the kid in the womb, then we'll go ahead and disqualify her as a Christian. How about that?
Oh, let me see if I can play this though. It would be so much better if I could play the words and listen to you go crazy while I'm playing the words. Hold on a second. Here we go. I think I got it.
Part of parental and maternal rights and in opposition to H.R. 26. I'm the first mother in history to represent West Michigan in Congress. This matter is deeply personal to me. I recently shared publicly about my own experience navigating a complex miscarriage and the loss of my daughter. As a pro-choice Christian who chose life, this issue is so personal to me. My faith informs my actions, but it doesn't dictate the policy of an entire nation. And further, when I read the scripture, I turn to passages and I'm guided by passages like Jeremiah 1 verses 5, which states, I knew you before I formed you and I placed you in your mother's womb. It doesn't say the government's womb or the speaker's womb. It says the mother's womb.
Hey, wait a minute. Hypocrisy here. We got to have some fun, okay? God used the word mother. So if you're going to go down this road of using scripture to back up your reason for killing children, then you better use the same scripture to back up the fact that there are men and women. There are mothers, not pregnant people, but mothers. All right, let's listen.
Believe life is precious, but I reject the idea that if I embrace the sanctity of life, I also must be forced to invite the federal government in to regulate it. We must protect families from unnecessary government intrusion into the most sacred and personal decisions of our lives and our children's lives.
Dang. Protect us against government intrusion. All right, no problem. You're going to kill taxes, right? I mean, we're just going to have a whole list. All right, but go ahead. Have some fun.
Oh, Joe, man, you hit it on the head. You know, it's because I noticed that she didn't use the term birthing persons. She wants to boast in being a mother doing this. So she's already contrary to the narrative she's supposed to be upholding. And also, I noticed that she's trying to use, like, some conservative terms. Not only is she twisting biblical terms, she's twisting conservative terms by saying it's not the government, it's not the womb of the government. It's like, yeah, that's our language, lady. Back off. We're the ones who say that you guys are trying to live off the government teat and all that sort of stuff. But, okay, so here's the thing. She...
I know you can't. You just... Go ahead.
No. But using this language, like trying to use, I knew you before, trying to use, Jeremiah saying, I knew you, before I placed you in your mother's womb. Okay, that kind of stuff, when she's trying to rely on scripture and just twist scripture into a narrative that she wants, what happened to separation of church and state with these people? What happened to, how is it that she's able to go ahead and she's able to like rely on scripture and take a political stance? And that's not hypocrisy. I'm just looking at the different ways that she's contrary to her own narrative that she's supposed to be upholding. And people say that the Bible contradicts itself. No, she is contradicting herself.
No. They can't see it. It's what, you know, you and I joke about this, and I guess my joke has become into reality by saying that, you know, she actually doesn't see the hypocrisy of what they're saying. They don't see, you know, the Democrat Party as a whole contradicts itself in what and how it stands for certain things. I mean, do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's everything. The Democrat Party stands in contradiction of every, whether it's scripture, they stand in contradiction with the Constitution itself. You want to talk about a cancel culture, Joe? Every worldview that they have cancels and contradicts itself. It's just, they really truly are a cancel culture. So bad so that they contradict everything that they believe in and push that on us to uphold it.
Oh, I just find it also, a lot of times I just find it all so amusing when they come up with this stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? And then, Jerry Nadler one, I'm going to play it when we come back. I have to play it when we come back. It's like pulling at me. And Jerry Nadler coming out with the fact that, they, you know, remember, this was a guy, what was it, a year ago or 2 years ago? God has no place in this, house. Wow. Okay. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to oversee the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. Robert Hur taking on the role after serving as U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland during the Trump administration.
As U.S. Attorney, he supervised some of the department's more important national security, public corruption, and other high-profile matters.
The announcement comes after Biden's team discovered an additional batch of records at Biden's Delaware home. Republican leadership in the U.S. House does not intend to force an embattled party member to resign over his fudged record on the campaign trail. However, that does not mean all Republicans are holding fire against New York Republican George Santos.
It is a problem for us in Congress because the American people, they don't trust anybody. They think all politicians lie, and there are good guys among us who are trying to do the right thing.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I got to have you part of the solution, right? So that you're not part of the problem. And before I get rolling with our buddy Zoe, you need to hear this. Maybe. You know, it never, ever, ever works the first time. You ever notice that? Anyway, little Jerry Nadler, the guy that I like to call little Mr. Weeblo.
With this bill is not that it makes anything, that it is not that it provides any new protections for infants. The problem with this bill is that it endangers some infants by stating that that infant must immediately be brought to the hospital, where, depending on the circumstances, that may be the right thing to do for the health and survival of that infant, or it may not. That is the problem with this bill. It directs and mandates a certain medical care which may not be appropriate, which may be endanger the life of an infant in certain circumstances. That's why we oppose this bill.
As our chairman had said, not only is it illegal to not care for a born infant, but the law that you have provided on the Republican side actually can create more harm. It requires immediately taking a struggling baby to a hospital. That hospital could be hours away and could be detrimental to the life of that baby. This is nothing more than the part of the effort to make abortion illegal nationally in this country. I object, and I urge a no vote and yield back.
Alfonso, Rachel, Zoe, these guys are serious. You look at their faces. You look at what they're saying. I mean, the demons are trying to get out of these people, are they not? I mean, that you might harm a baby. Think of what the fight they had to go through to survive, that acid wash they probably got, that little baby, and now you're saying it might take too long to get them to the hospital? I can't.
Well, yeah.
I can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense, bro.
Yeah, I mean, what's the problem with that? If they get their way, the kid's going to die on the way to hospital. They shouldn't have that. What are they worried about? That's what they wanted. You know, well, that we hope that little creep dies on the way to the hospital. I thought that was the point. It's sad that there are people out there who buy this argument from these people. It's like all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we have to protect the children. You get that kid back in there and you abort them the right way.
As they're talking, I'm thinking of that scripture where the guy's son is possessed and he's throwing himself against the rocks and he's, you know, right? Remember that?
Yep.
And I'm looking at these two going, that spirit is back. That demon is back. And he found a whole bunch of places to go reside.
Yes. Yes. And it's like, oh, man. And I'm waiting for it's like Legion has definitely taken hold of the house, man. You know, and now was Jerry Nadler? He's the one that was saying that God does not belong in this house.
Yeah. He gave that speech with him. He's sitting there. And he's going, and there's no place for God in this house.
I agree. He's right, because the Lord Himself says, "Man, the Son of Man has no place to lay His head." Right. And there's a reason why he says that, because of all the defilement. It's like, dude, the world is defiled. It's like, considering the things that you guys do on this planet, there is, by the law, I am not supposed to be anywhere near this place. But the fact that the Lord did come in the first place and made himself unclean on our behalf by being amongst us and touching the unclean and being in the unclean places, you know, he's like, I'm really taking one for the team here. So he's almost kind of right, but I tell you what, the Lord came anyway and was amongst us, and people like him trying to drive him out is the problem that we're having right now.
Yeah. I saw him raising people from the dead and curing the blind, but he got to go because he did all that on Sunday. We don't do that. I mean, on the Sabbath, we don't do that. He'd be one of those guys. But I mean, seriously, they don't hear themselves. They call this an extremist and dangerous born alive act is what the Dems are calling it. And you're saying, well, wait a minute. Yeah, it truly is. Like, I think about the scripture where, you know, Jesus said, bring the little children unto me, right? Little children are very important to him. And you look at that and you say, we are doing everything we can today to destroy little children. Destroy them before they're born. If they make it through the womb, your mom protects you enough to get you out of the womb. Now they got you in school. They got you know, a man twerking and showing his behind right up in front of your face of a toddler. Boys can be girls. Girls can be boys. Can be whatever you want to be. Be none of each. This is what we're doing to the young kids in this country, and it's wrong. It's so wrong. It's sad.
Yes, it is. And the justifications they make for doing it, man, it's like they justify disqualifying a kid in the womb's personhood. And then if that person is born, they're going to justify whether that kid can identify as a boy or a girl. And then they justify that they're just exposing them to what real love is and to what tolerance is by basically getting closer and closer to molesting these kids. Just outright, but they're molesting them now. They're mind molesting them for one. But it's gonna get to where they're just basically gonna be having sex with these kids in public.
They're having sex in public and places now and getting away with it, right?
Mm.
I mean, if you think about it, somebody said it the other day, and I think it's just so true. If you think about what's going on in these schools with those drag queens, I mean, they're naked for all intents and purposes, okay? And so what we should do is, if we found a drag queen at a park doing the same thing to two or three kids in a sandbox, the cops would be there in a heartbeat. They would arrest that person for, you know, for lewd behavior, for all kinds of stuff. But as long as you do it in a school, it's now a learning moment. All right.
And the churches. Don't forget the churches. They're coming in churches, too.
Oh, yeah, the church. Yeah, but I don't think really churches. I mean.
Yeah, true. I got you.
Okay.
Church house, I should say. Church house.
They had a drag queen doing I don't remember the name of the church, but they have a drag queen that was doing a sermon on inclusivity and how Jesus was inclusive. You know, he hung with hookers and tax collectors, which were considered really bad people today. You know, you talk about twisting scripture, right? You know, You know how the devil does, he's got everything, he's got to just make it. Anyway.
Perverted.
Pervert everything. Everything. Yeah. Joy Behar and Joy Reid. Okay?
Oh, boy.
I mean, their daddies must have had a real sense of, I don't know how this girl's going to turn on. Let's call her Joy. Maybe that'll help her, right? Joy Behar, I mean, one of the nastiest, meanest women I've seen on TV. You can see it just dripping off of her, all that hate.
Yeah.
She suggests Republicans plant the documents on Biden to protect Trump. Now, if our boys were able to do that, while you got Secret Service men all around this guy and other people protecting him because they don't want him to go anywhere, they're good. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
But look at them. There's no way they're going to protect this guy. If they caught him having sex with 7-year-olds, they would protect him.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's that one guy saying that? And they could, because there was that one, it seemed like Harris or something like that, said that I wouldn't care if Biden had like a child trafficking under his house and was having sex with them. I wouldn't care about that. I hate Trump. But I'm paraphrasing here. That's just where he is. You know, and it's like, yeah, they can get close to Biden. Are you kidding? Biden's got the FBI backing him. Biden's got the military stood by and basically let him walk into the White House. The police, the military, he had all that going for him as he stole the White House. So I don't know what she's talking about.
So dude, somebody just sent me a note that I guess this is Byron Donalds. His wife's name is Erica Donalds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they're calling him, you know, a puppet of the white and all this other stuff now, the puppet of the Republicans, white supremacists, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
And he's married to a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Erica Donalds.
Okay.
And you just have to sit here and laugh. Because it's like, he's an expert in the area of economy, you know, of stocks, finances, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they can't talk to that. They can't give him any credit for that. You know, and it's always the black man, the black woman, they can't get ahead because the man's going to keep him down. The man is an expert in the field of finance. And the black woman behind the counter won't give him credit for that.
Right.
Let that sink in during the commercial. Joe was here, your host. Don't go. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously, you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, you become part of the problem because you start spewing stuff that makes absolutely no sense, right? Because you're buying into what they're saying. You know, it just dawned on me as I was yakking away here that that woman's name was Hillary. God. Alfonso, Rachel, George, I'm sorry. It's one of those things where I had that moment where I went, oh, wow, her name's Hillary. Maybe that's the real curse of the Bible, right? Thou shalt not name your... They lost that one on the tablet that Moses probably dropped, right? There shall be no Hillaries. They're evil. They seem to be evil.
Hillaries and Karens.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. God bless. I'm not going to, yeah, obviously it's radio, so I'm not going to play it, but we were talking about this during the break where, you know, you have all these people that have been vaxxed, and they're dropping like flies.
Yeah.
And you, they had that woman comedian. Did you see that woman? She was making fun of Jesus, and then she died on stage. But it almost seemed like it was part of the piece where she was making fun of Jesus, and then she was like, ah, she fell over.
Yeah. Did she die? Did she actually die, or did she just pass out on stage?
No, I saw it. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw her pass out on stage, but did she end up passing away later?
I'll have to find out, because the real light guy had her, it was a reel of 14 people who actually died on stage.
Mm.
Okay, and she was one of them. There were a couple in forums. One was a politician or a wannabe politician. But everyone, the common thread, this is what I would say to people. Look at the common thread, because that's what you do on the left. You look at it. Yeah. You look at all these things going on. You tie everything back to MAGA, and then you tie everything from MAGA back to Trump. Right? So why can't I do the same thing? Why can't I say pretty much 99.9% of the people who have kind of choked on their own saliva, fallen over, and died from a heart issue, all had vaccine, all were vaxxed, all had vax booster after booster after booster. So why can't I say, hey, common denominator, got to be the vax? And then the people, a couple of them, Pfizer, did the mRNA vax. Did you hear what they just came out with?
Oh.
They just came out with a medication for people who have heart disease.
Mm.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's going to expedite that. I have a feeling it's going to be exacerbating that. Don't do it. Run!
Yeah, I was going to say that. What are you going to? You're going to sit there now, going, "Same people created a problem." Now says, "Yeah, this will fix it." Like, no, it won't. I'm not touching your stuff.
Yeah, is it start to start to just eat healthier? Okay, you worry about your heart.
Okay, I got another one I got to play for you because you know since we're on the godly stuff, I just want to keep going with it because I'm having so much fun with this. So this woman. She suggests that twerking is a spiritual thing.
Shaking is such a primal practice of releasing trauma and somatic blockages and emotions through our body, especially our hips. Mm-hmm. Our hips, now we know, is where we store emotions.
Yep.
So when you are twerking, when you're shimmying, you are literally releasing trauma, releasing stored emotions from your hips. When you're bending your knees, you're crouching on the floor, you're connecting to earth, you're connecting to the womb, you're restoring your energy. And that's why it's not even just an African dance, but in Middle Eastern dance, in Latin American dance, salsa dance, bachata, every single dance form has some form of hip movement to it. This is also why zebras, when they're running away from a lion and they're about to get eaten, and they make it into the nick of time, they shake their bodies off, release the trauma, and they come back to homeostasis. So I started to realize that as I was doing this, I was healing myself through all of these generations of collective trauma that now we know with epigenetics is actually stored within our systems. And I realized that twerking, shimmying, undulating, shaking truly is a spiritual practice. And now I share it as much as I can.
I mean, dude.
She is absolutely, Joe, she is absolutely right. She is.
Okay.
It is quite spiritual. Not wholly spiritual, but it is very spiritual. And there is something definitely possessing their butt. To get them to shake off that trauma in their brown chakra. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. You know, the zebra who has just run fast enough to keep from getting killed has got that little shiver going on, like, oh, right? There's nothing spiritual about that. But the look on her face is like, you know, this is like AOC, right? They look so knowledgeable. They're so, the way they speak, they're so sure of themselves. I'm sure half of what she said doesn't even exist in the dictionary. She made it up as she went. And the girl that's doing the interview is sitting there with her eyes wide open. Ooh, yeah, you're right. Ooh, that sounds right. Yeah. You know, oh, my God. Did you guys even make it through high school? Because you wouldn't use half this crap if you made it through high school.
Actually, that's probably where they learned a lot of this stuff. You know, there's a lot of brainwashing going on in our education system. So.
I love this.
I mean, you got cheerleaders out there doing that stuff, you know?
I know. This stuff drives me nuts on so many different levels. And again, a lot of it is because of the way she says it, right? I mean, with such authority. I'm telling you that since the beginning of time, we know that women... I mean, come on, give me a break. You know, I can't stand it. So here's another one. You know why China is laughing at us right now? They're looking at what we're teaching. You heard the whole thing behind that. What was it, TikTok? China has a different version of TikTok than we do. They will not let their kids look at the absurdity. Look at the garbage that's going on TikTok there. Their TikTok is filled with science experiments and, you know, information about animals and that kind of stuff. Not the freaky stuff that we have right now. So you heard that DeSantis, he apparently appointed a conservative to a college board, or the college board of directors there in Florida. And when they were interviewing some of the young kids, one young kid in particular said that he was literally shaking. He was so afraid to go to college because there's a conservative on the college board. What we've done to these kids, we have proven that brainwashing works. I don't know any other way to put it. You got a better way. I mean, these kids have been brainwashed over the last couple of decades, and it's just amazing that parents are just
So is this kid is he a conservaphobe or something like that? It's like that's really bigoted, man. It's like you need to become more tolerant and woke instead of being conservaphobic.
Oh, I like that tolerant. Yeah, that'll go over well. That'll get me killed for sure, right? It's constant. I'm so much enjoying this. Watching them come unglued. Even some of them are coming glued on themselves because they're not far right enough. You heard the whole thing behind AOC talking about how they have to seriously consider getting rid of those gas stoves because they cause brain damage in kids who grew up in homes with gas stoves. And I'm going, wow.
So since she's hanging around stoves a lot.
What was that?
She's been hanging around stoves a lot then.
I think she was, what they call it with paint, it was called huffing, right? I
guess
she must have dove in or something like that. All right, so fun with these last couple here. USC says that they're going to stop using the word field because it's, you know, it's anti-immigrant and it's anti-black. Okay?
Huh.
Because slaves worked in the fields.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't want to stigmatize the black community by using the word field.
Okay. Well, you know, blacks weren't the only ones who worked in the field. They're not the only, of course, people who have ever been slaves. But I guess they want to insist that, I guess that's something exclusive to black people. But I'm telling you folks, and I hope you guys pick up my audiobook, A Solid Right Cross. I told you this stuff is going to get worse. It's going to get crazier. Everything is going to be racist and the Democrats are driving this narrative. You got to know how to fight back against this. And a lot of conservatives don't. They're helping Democrats do this. They're helping them unwittingly, but they're helping them. Playing their game.
Come on. Let me poke at you a little bit here. You know it's all being driven by systemic racism. You know who we
absolutely
are.
That's it. It is, and see a lot of conservatives out there. I'm trying to tell you, they say that there's no systemic racism. Yes, there is. If there isn't, then you got nothing to hang on Democrats, and that's they're the ones who are doing it. Stop giving them a pass.
Yep. Yeah, I just love all this. I mean, they really believe in, if you read this article, these board of regents who come up with this stupid stuff, they really believe that the descendants of slaves are stigmatized by the word field. That the first thing you think about when you hear that word is your great-grandfather or great-grandmother who had to pick cotton, out in the fields and get whipped and all that. That when you say field, that's the only thing that comes to mind. So, you know, if your field of expertise... Right, is in physics. Now that's just been demeaned because it has field in the front of it. You know what I mean? These people are stupid. They're not even stupid. There ain't no word for them.
Well, you would think that they would, if they're so worried about such a word that makes you think about black people, then they should be all about banning all hip hop music, all Quentin Tarantino's music. They should get rid of all of those because you can't say the N word without thinking about a black person.
God, the hypocrisy, the idiocy of these people. All right, where do they get more of your great music? Quick.
There. Thanks, man. I'm at bronzesurfermedia.com. I hope to check out my music project, Sledge X, and my Sledge covers.
Sledge. I like that. Be back in a few minutes. You got me for a whole hour, people. I'm already on a rant.